Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Yud, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Tes on the days, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael, Hanasunu b'atzara v'ashif. So we're moving along the third daf that talks about the halachos and some of the agada related to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Yomar, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, "Kol harogel lasit tzedakah, a person who is rogel to give tzedakah." So he doesn't give tzedakah one time, but he's rogel to give tzedakah. Have yoloi bonim, bali chachma, bali osher, and bali agada. He will merit to have sons that are going to be wise, bali chachma, wealthy, bali osher, and good speakers, like Rashi says, Bali Agada, Bali Chachma. How do you know that this person will have sons that are Bali Chachma? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Yimtza Chayim. Now, the beginning of the Pasuk, which is crucial, is Roidev Tzedakah, someone that runs after Tzedakah. He's a ruggle to give Tzedakah, Vachesed, and Chesed as well. Yimtza, he will find Chayim. And what does Chayim mean? Chayim, in this context, said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, means Chachma. Okay, Bali Yoicher, how do you know that his children will be Bali Yoicher Dechsev? Because the next pasuk says that this person that's Roidev Tzedakah V'Chesed will also find Tzedakah. And what does it mean Tzedakah? We saw this in yesterday's daf. He'll have additional opportunities to give Tzedakah. Obviously, he's going to be a Gvir. And finally, Bali Agada Dechsev, because the pasuk says V'Chavoid, and Ksiv Hacha V'Chavoid, says here the word kavod, v'ksiv hasam, and it says somewhere else, kavod chachamim yinchalu. Rashi says that if someone gives a good drasha, he gets kavod from it, and as a result, you see from there that this person will also be Bali Agada. Bottom line, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was darshining a pasuk, roidev tzedakah v'chesed, yimtza chayim tzedakah v'chavod. Roidev tzedakah v'chesed means someone that's ruggled to do tzedakah. What's his reward going to be? Three things. He's going to find Chayim, he's going to find Tzedakah, he's going to find Kavod. And in Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Taich, Chayim means Chachma, Tzedakah means Ashirus, and Kavod means Balei Agada. Tanya, hoy, Rabbi Meir used to say, Yesh lo debaldin lahashivcha v'loy melucha, the baldin. Rashi says the baldin is a Rasha or a Nachri. He could come to you with a very good argument and try to convince you not to give tzedakah, household. He can tell you as follows, if your God likes the aniyim so much, so why is he not being mefarnesem? In other words, every time a person gives tzedakah, it's a little bit of a catch-22. You're helping an araman, assuming that Hashem wants you to help the araman. Well, if Hashem really loved the araman so much, so why doesn't Hashem himself take care of him? It's a shtickle taino. And Rameyer, and he said, really, the Baldin, the Rasha, the Nachri could come to you with an argument which at first glance, altahi kawabeinecha, stating that in the event that you have a little bit of a conscience that's tugging on you and telling this to you, Emor Loi, this is what you should respond to him. You should say, Kadesh Nitzel Onu Bohen Midina Shal Gehenim. We're going to see in the course of the daf the schosim that a yid gets when he gives tzedakah. And Hashem knew that Klal Yisrael needs this schosim, so he set up the system in a way that there will be people that will have to be on the receiving end of charity, others will give the charity, and together they will be nitzel midina shal gehenim. But although there is some merit to the argument, this is the dat mashatoshev, this is the response. Says the Gemara, v'zu she'elo, this real question, shal tunesrufas harasha, that's Rabbi Akiva. So we know from different Gemaras and different Medrashim that Rabbi Akiva had a nemesis whose name was tunesrufas harasha. And they used to go at it and debate different inyanim. This question was one of the questions that Turnus Rufus HaRasha once asked Rabbi Akiva. He told him, quote, if your God loves the poor people so much, so how come he himself doesn't take care of them? So he told him, it's so that we will merit that we will be spared from Dina Shel Gehenim, because when a person gives tzedakah, he's spared from Gehenim. Amalei, he told him, Avderab. He says, I see it just the opposite. Zusha mechayves on the Gehenim. I think by you giving tzedakah, it's actually bringing you to Gehenim. And he explained it with a mashal. There was a melech basavadam, shakas alavda. He was angry at his eved, v'chavshe bebeisa asurim. And he threw him into tfisa, v'tziva olav, and he commanded all his henchmen, shalei lachiloi, no one's allowed to give him food, v'shalei lachgoisai, no one's allowed to give him to drink. Then a person went and he gave him food and he gave him to drink. When the king heard what happened, do you not think he was angry? There was this Eved, he was very upset at him. He threw him into Beis HaAsurim. He commanded everyone, no one's allowed to help him. If someone goes and helps him, Kamuvin, he's going to be very upset because this person is going against the wish of the king. Okay, what's the punchline of the mashal? V'atim kriyim avod. And you, Yidden, are called avodim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. So really, when you see a Yid who's in an Eis Tzara, in our context, he's an Araman, that means a Kadosh Baruch Hu on some level threw him into Beis HaAsurim. V'tziva olav shalei l'achidav shalei l'ashgoisai. So if you now go and you are Meichelim and you're Mashkehim, you're going against the will of the king, and Kemuvin, the king is going to be very angry at you. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva told him, he says, your mashal is not a perfect mashal to the nimshal. I'll tell you the better mashal. Very, very similar. But there's one nuance that's tweaked that makes the world of the difference. The mashal would be l'malach basav adam shakas al benoy. Not kas al avdoy. He was kal as on his son. V'chav shebeveis asurim, and he locked him up. V'tziva olav shaloi l'achidav shaloi l'ashkoisa. And he said, no one give him teat, no one give him to drink. V'alach adam echav v'chidav eshkev. And then a person went and he gave him teat, and he gave him to drink. Shashama ha-melech. When the king found out, loy doyer m'shagaloi, you think he was angry at that person? To the contrary. He sent him gifts. And the reason is because it's his son, and he loves his son. And despite the fact that he had no choice but to punish him, but hurts him, it's not easy for him. And as a result, if somebody would behind his back go and help him, he would have a tremendous amount of gratitude. So said Rabbi Akiva, his denim shal, v'anan kriyim bonim. We're called bonim l'ashem. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, bonim atem l'ashem elokeichem. And it's for that reason what we're doing is the right thing, and to the contrary, we're going to be nitzel medina shal gehenim because of what it is that we do. Oh, my Lord. So Tunus Rufus Arasha heard Rabbi Akiva's response, and he hit the ball right back over the net. He told him as follows. So Rabbi Akiva, essentially what we have over here is a shtickle stira. Because I quoted a pasuk, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. That means either not called banim. You quoted a pasuk that suggests banim atam l'ashem alekeichem, that you're banim. See, he told him along this. Atam kriyim banim v'kriyim avodim. You see, you're called banim and you're called avodim. Nu, what must the teretz be? B'zman she'atam oisim ritzayin yishol mokim, atam kriyim banim. When you're oisim ritzayin yishol mokim, then you're called banim. Aber b'zman she'in atam oisim ritzayin yishol mokim, atam kriyim avodim. And here's the punchline. V'achshav tunis rufus rasha told Rabbi Akiva, in atam oisim now you're not being goyser ritzayin shalmakim. This is after the churban. This is during the times of all the tzaras of Rabbi Akiva v'chaver, asar rugei malchus, churban beitar, etc., etc. Right now you're not being goyser ritzayin shalmakim. And if you're not being goyser ritzayin shalmakim, so now you're avodim. If you're avodim, then my mashal is the right mashal. Oh my voice, Rabbi Akiva told him. The pasuk says as follows. The pasuk in Yeshaya, kapitul nun ches, that we talked a lot about in yesterday's daf. Haloi farois leroyv lachmecha, v'aniyim merudim. Tavi boyes kisira oroim v'chisisoi umibsarcha loytis alin. Said Rabbi Akiva, emosai aniyah merudin tavi boyes. When is there a time where the aniyah merudin are tavi boyes? We saw in yesterday's daf. It means the government is going and they're confiscating property. In this context, the Roman government. So when is that? It's right now. Yeshaya Novi's prophecy means achshav v'kamar. And what did Yeshaya Novi say? Haloi faris l'roiv lach. That you should go to the Araman and you should give him bread. So Meris, even in a time where really we're not Oysen Ritzayin Yishol Mokim, even at a time where the Yidden have it very, very bad, so it's clear that we're not so favorable in the eyes of Hashem, Afal Pikin, there's an Indian to go ahead and to do tztaka. So don't tell me that Bizman She'oysen Ritzayin Yishol Mokim, they're Bonim, then you can give tztaka. But Bizman She'oysen Ritzayin Yishol Mokim, they're Avodim, and your mashal is the right mashal, you can't give tztaka. You see clearly from Yeshaya Hanavi's commandment that even at a time where the government is mamish down our back, circa Turnus Rufus Harosh and Rabbi Akiva, Afal Pikein, Haloi Foris, Leroy Vlachmecho, you're still supposed to give tztaka. The Marsha on this Gemara has a very obvious comment. He says, what's the oimik of what Rabbi Akiva was trying to say? Meaning, he was masking to Turnus Rufus Harosh's mashal. He responded with what he thought was the more accurate mashal. Turnus Rufus Harosh came back with a whole lumpus. Bismancha oisim ritzayin yishol mokim, you called bonim. Bismancha ino oisim ritzayin yishol mokim, you called avadim. And he comes back and he quotes, Yeshaya nun ches zayin. What's the oimik? The oimik is, because Rabbi Akiva was saying that we don't paskin We don't paskin like, whose sheet is it? Rabbi Yehuda, that holds sometimes we're called Banim and sometimes we're called Avadim. We paskin like Rabbi Meir, who holds Ben Kach, Ben Kach, Kruyim Banim. V'horaya, Yeshayon Unchazar. V'horaya, because you see clearly that even when it's a matzav of Aniyah, Merudim, Tavi Bayis, still Halei Forest, L'Rav Lachnecha. And if the Novi Yeshaya said that even when it's clear that we're in Oysim and Tzorin Shalmachim, still you have to give Tzedaka, I, Tunis Rufus's Mashal, must be Rabbi Akiva's Mashal is true even when we're not Oysim and Tzorin Shalmachim. Meaning, even then we're called Bonim, because Ben Kachu, Ben Kach Kuriyim Bonim, we will be Ezer Hashem. Return to this part of the Gemara, Kimuvin, in the Rei. The Ein Beis Medrash Blei Chiddush, by the way. Darish Rabbi Yehuda Barab Shalom. Rabbi Yehuda Barab Shalom gave the following Drasha. Just like we know on Rosh Hashanah, how much Mezoinus a person is going to have is predestined. So to how much money a person is going to lose is also predestined on Rosh Hashanah. So everyone knows mizaynoysev shel adam is ksuvim leimei Rosh Hashanah. It's not just the revenue, it's the expenses as well. Now you would think it's the flip side of the same coin, but regardless, Rabbi Yehuda Barab Shalom felt it necessary to speak this out. That it's not just how much mezoinus that a person's going to have, how much income he's going to have, but also how many losses he's going to have. Zocha. And he continued, did Rabbi Yehuda Barab Shalom. He said, if a person zocha, then those losses that were predestined for him to have are going to go to the arm of light. Haloi farois l'roiv lachmecha. Loi zocha. If the person is not zocha, then it's going to be va'aniyah merudin tavi bayis. Meaning, it's predestined how much money a person's going to have to part with. Now, how he parts with it and where that money goes, that already depends on whether he's zocha or whether he's loy zocha. If he's zocha, we'll give it for charity. If he's not zocha, then he's going to give it to the government. This, by the way, is a very early makar that charity is tax deductible. So either it's going to go to charity or it's going to go to the government. And really, it depends on whether he'll be zaycha or whether he won't be zaycha. But one thing's clear. If he's supposed to lose the money, he's going to lose the money. And the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh once had a dream. And in the dream, he saw that Bnei Achsei, his sister's sons, are supposed to lose the bow lemichsa shva meyodinri, 700 dinarim. So Rabbi Yechon Zake has this dream, and he knows from this dream that he just had that his nephews are supposed to lose 700 dinarim. Nu, asinu. So what he did was he went and he tried coercing them and forcing them to give tzedakah, meaning he knew they were going to lose this money, so he wanted them to be a zocha. If you're going to lose the money anyways, so adarabba, do something very productive with it. Give it to tzedakah. Shokaminai litzedakah. Poishkabayo shifsadinri. But there were 17 dinarim that they never parted with. So they were supposed to part with 700, and he got them to give almost all of it to tzedakah. But 17 dinarim, they were holding on. Kimotam alu yom etekipur, when Erev Yom Kippur came, shadur the Beit Keser. The Beit Keser sent shluchim, noktinu, and they confiscated money. And you know how much money they confiscated? 17 dinarim. Amalu Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh. Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh went to his nephews, and he told them, loitit chalum. He says, don't be afraid. Meaning they were worried that they took 17 dinarim, they're going to come for more. He said, no. Shifser dinri gabaychu shaklinu minaychu. This is what it is. Because this was supposed to be something that you were going to lose during the course of the year. Really, it was part of a larger number of 700. There were 17 remaining. They came to take the shirayim. But more than that, they're not going to take. Amalusi, he told Rabbi Yechem Zakeh, no, yo, this had you know all this. Amalusi told him, chelma chazoy luchu. I had a dream. Amalei, so they told him, v'amaylai amritlon. He said, if you had this dream, so how come you didn't tell us about this dream? The nesvinu, had we known you had a dream, we were supposed to lose 700 dinarim. So we would have given it away. Amalusi said, aminu keheich the tafta mitzvah l'shma. I wanted you to do the mitzvah l'shma, and I was afraid that if you knew about the dream, so you're not giving tzedakah to give tzedakah, you're giving tzedakah to get the tax deduction. I wanted you to do it for the right reasons, and it's for that reason I didn't go and tell you what this dream that I had was. If you take a look at Rashi, maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but it's the third line from the top. Rashi says, Chazalu b'chelmo b'moitzoye makipurim, that this dream that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had, he had on Yom Kippur. The Marshal says that why would he have had this dream on Yom Kippur? He says, Pashut. He said, because really this dream that he had was behemshach to Rabbi Yehuda Barab Shalom's drasha. Kishem shem is reinoisav shaladam ksuvalay mirosh Hashanah. Kachas reinoisav shaladam ksuvalay mirosh Hashanah. And really, the dream that he had was how much chisroinus his nephews were supposed to have. Now, when is it predetermined? It's predetermined Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah literally means Rosh Hashanah, right? But really, when you learn the Gemaras, you know that what it means is the beginning of the year. Because Chazal say that on Rosh Hashanah, the tzaddikim gemurim are nechtomim v'nechtomim la'alta l'chaim toivim l'shulim. The Rishon gemurim, and the Beinanim, they fluctuate, and they really are pending their status until Yom Kippur. Says the Masha, it's mustabir that Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh's nephews were Beinanim. Most people are Beinanim. As a result, when was the real Ksivas Adin? It was really on Yom Kippur. Thus, Pemaitzah Yom Kippur, immediately after it happened, that's when Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh had this dream. And says the Masha, that's why, when did they come and confiscate the money? That last 17 dinarim, it was Kimatu Maili the Yom Kippuri. It happened on Erev Yom Kippur. Why Erev Yom Kippur? Because their fiscal year, as it relates to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, was really Yom Kippur Yom Kippur, the way it plays itself out from a Beinanim. There's a Marsha in Masechtes Brachos. This is what maybe we'll talk about tomorrow on Daf Yud Ches, where the Marsha talks about dreams that happen on Rosh Hashanah. He says any dream that a person dreams on Rosh Hashanah is different than a regular dream, and you have to take it more seriously than you have to do regular dreams. The context is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that talks about there was a chassid that slept in the Beis HaKfaris and he overheard conversations between Ruchos, and the Marsha over there says this big vart about dreams in Rosh Hashanah, and he says, K'moshe Motzinu v'bava basur taf yuram aralef d'Rabbi Yechem and Zakai had a dream b'lel Rosh Hashanah, and that dream played itself out that they were supposed to lose 700 dinar. Marsha's a pella. The Gemara doesn't say l'el Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says it was Ma'itzah Yom Kippurim, and there's even a Marsha on this Gemara that explains the methodology of why it would have been either way, not for now. Zok the Gemara. Rapapa have a solid bedarga. Rapapa was once walking up a ladder. Ishtamit kare, and all of a sudden he slipped. By the maple, he almost fell. Omar, he said, Hashto keini chayim man desamlan kemachal. Other Shabbos says, Ukoiv de'avoy desar. Meaning, it sounds like had Rapapa fallen, it could be Rapapa would have lost his life. So he said, it's a good thing I caught myself, because had I not caught myself, then man desanilon, the person that I hate, which was a euphemism to himself, would have gotten the punishment of the Mechalel Shabbos and the Uvdei Avodah Zarah. Meaning, it looked like Rapapa almost got skiva, right? That's the Oynish for someone that's Mechal Shabbos and someone that's Uvdei Avodah Zarah. Incidentally, Rashi says that even though there's no skila and there's no Mises Bezdin today, but stating that, the Gemara says, Afal Pisha Arba Mises Bezdin Batlu, but din Arba Mises Bezdin Loi Batlu. So Rapapa meant this very seriously. He said, I'm very happy I didn't fall, because it would have looked like I got skila and Ki'ilu. Rapapa got skila. So I'm like, Chiyah by Rabbi Difti, the Rapapa's Chiyah by Rabbi Difti told Rapapa, Shema, Oni Bali Yotcha, Velei Pachmas. Also, meaning, looks like Yutaka almost got skila. Maybe you're Chayiv skila, because maybe an Arman once came to you for money, and you weren't Mepharnesim. Now, why would that mean he's Chayiv skila the time? If someone has an opportunity to give tzedakah and he doesn't, it's as if he was Avid Avid Azar. Ksif Ach, it says over here, Yisham Dachapin, Yedabim Levavcha Bliyal. Regarding tzedakah. Ksif Hasim, and it says regarding Avid Azar, Yatsu Anoshim B'nei Bliyal. Mala Halan Avid Azar, Afkan Avid Azar. So you see, if someone's Malim Ayin Me Aniyim, it's as if he was Avid Avid Azar, and Avid Avid Azar is Chayiv skila. So, Rapapa, did that happen? Now, if you take a look at the Marsha says that could be it did happen, because we had a yesterday's daf where somebody came to Rapapa who was a gvir, and he asked if it's tzedakah, and he wanted to give him tzedakah. And the reason is because this Arman knew how to be mechazer al apsachim, and because he knew how to be mechazer al apsachim, he says we have a braisa, a mesoira, that an Arman that knows how to collect money, the gabbai tzedakah doesn't have to give him any tzedakah. And they told him you have to give him a little bit, and he gave him a little bit. So the Marsha says that it's poshet, that this is what he was referring to. That maisa that we already saw in yesterday's daf. But al kaponim, Rapapa on some level is a malim ayim and not tzedakah, and someone that's malim ayim and not tzedakah, it's Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. This is one of the Gemaras where you see that Chazal took the Ki'ilu pretty far, right? We always talk about how far you're supposed to take a Ki'ilu. All the Ki'ilus in Shas. Is it like literal? Here you have someone that's Malam Ayman Haniyim that we're treating it maybe on some level like an Oved Avodah Zarah that could be is going to be Chayiv Skila. Either way, another Gemara that really we could be talking about right now that we're going to go Vayta. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, cold stock of the Chesed, Shisro Loisim, Bagma Zeh, old stock and old Chesed that you didn't do in this world, Shalom Gadol, Upraklitin Gedoyim, Ben Yisro, Lavin, Shabbat Shemayim. It creates peace between the Yidin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just that, it creates praklitin. These are melitze yosher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael Shenema. How do you know this? It's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu Anovi said, Kichoy Mar Hashem, Al Tovay Beis Marzeach, Va'al Teilech Lispoit, Va'al Tonoit Lohem. So Yirmiyahu says in Nevuah that Hashem says, don't go to the Avelim, don't go to the Levayas, because Safti Eshloimi Me'is Omazen Omashem, because I'm bringing Shalom to the world, as a chesed v'sarachamim. And what's the reason that there'll be no more Avelas? What's the reason that Osafti Eshloimi? It's because of chesed and rachamim. And chesed zegwilos chasodim, rachamim zut stoko. So you see from here, that cold stock of a chesed she Yisrael oisim ba'ilum hazeh, it brings very, very good tidings. Tanya, Rabbi Huda, Omer, G'doy L'Tztaka, Shem Mikareves Es HaGula. Tztaka is so gewaldig that it's Mikarev the Gula. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Koy Omer Hashem, Shimru Mishpat, Va'asu Tztaka, Ki Kroivo Yeshuasi Lavoi, V'tzidkasi Lihigolois. So before we go weiter, G'doy L'Tztaka, Shem Mikareves Es HaGula. So really, from all the different Mamari Chazal, as it relates to Tztaka, this could be the it. Maimer, right, with the Hey Ayudilu. G'doylot Tztaka Shemekareves Es HaGa'ula. And the truth is, the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Yud Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, he brings this Chazal. Chayovim Anu Liyizar B'mitzvah Tztaka Yeser Mikol Mitzvah Saseh. Shat Tztaka Simil Tzadikei Zer Avram Avinu Shenemer Ki Yedavte L'man Asher Yitzav Ve'en Kisa Yisrael Meskoinim V'das Emes Oymedes Ela B'Tztaka Ve'en Yisrael Nigolim Ela B'Schus HaTztaka Shenemer Tziyam B'Mishpat Tipode V'Shoveh B'Tztaka. It's a different pasuk. But the Rambam says, En Yisrael Nigolim Ela B'Schus HaTztaka. We've mentioned many times over the years that it could be the oymik is that we know the world stands on three pillars. Al HaTorah, Al HaAvoida, Val Gmilos Chasodim. Avoida, we don't have today. We have Tefillah, which is B'makam Avoida. But the real Avoida, the real Ritzei, is B'Hashtev Eso Avoida L'Dvir Beisecha. That's the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Torah we have. But we know the Pasuk in Eicha, Malka V'Sareb, Agoyim Mein Torah, and the Marshon Perik Chelik, and the Goyim in Isfarim, says that really when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we didn't only lose the Amud of Avoida, but we lost the Amud of Torah as well. The only Amud that we have today that's completely undiluted by Golos, and it's not tainted by the lengthy exile, is the Amud of Chesed. And that's the one thing we can do in a perfect sense. And that's part of the oymik of why Ein Yisrael Nigolin Ela B'Schus HaTzdaka. At the very, very beginning of all the Agadah to Gemara is here. So the Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Beis was discussing the Mishnah. Feels like a long time ago. Koifen Oysay Livnoiv Space Shar L'Chatzar. Right, we force a person living in the Chatzar, if he doesn't want to contribute, you have no choice. We're going to charge your credit card, whether you like it or not. You need to contribute to this campaign to build a beishar. What was the beishar? That was the little hut, the little booth where the shomer hachatzah used to sit. And the Gemara said, "Lemeimer the beishar mal yusehi." You mean to tell me that a beishar is a good thing? Bahu chasido. There was a chassid that v'rogel Eliyahu that v'mishtoy ba'ade. That this chassid was zoicha that Eliyahu never used to come to always talk to him. Of a beishar, this person built a beishar, but zulay shtoy ba'ade, and he stopped coming to him. And the Gemara gave four different terutzim. How to explain this kasha. But there was a yid that he used to merit Gilui Eliyahu. And then he built a beishar. And because he built the beishar, Eliyahu and Navi stopped coming. So Rashi says, why? What happened? He said, because the beishar was like a buffer between the people living in the chatzar and anyone that was outside the chatzar. So this chatzar, the Armalite, used to come. And they would bang, and they would scream, and they would yell, and people knew they were there. But once they built the Beis Shar, so now there was a little bit of distance, and the people in the Chatzar couldn't hear the Armalite crying, and as a result, the Arman wasn't heard, and they weren't giving tzak. Eliyahu Navi was so upset about it that he stopped coming to this person. So Eliyahu Shik, and Ein Eliyahu, on this Gemara says, that what was the Mida connected Mida? Why was it that Eliyahu Navi was so upset about this one hanhaga that this person did, that he decided, that's it, I'm not coming to you anymore. He says, because Eliyahu Navi's job is to be mevasib soyrus toivus yishuas v'nachamis. Eliyahu Navi is the one that's going to come to tell us that hinei yoyim ha-gadol v'hanoyrabo, that Mashiach is here. And what's going to bring Mashiach? Ein Yisrael Negalin elevish. So when this person did something to somehow get in the way and inhibit the amount of tzedakah that was given, so this is taking away from his job. He's waiting so badly to come and do what he needs to do. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, I'm not coming to you anymore. A person that gets in the way of Aniyim, Eliyahu HaNavi has no shaykhis with that person. Because Eliyahu HaNavi's tachlis is to come and to be mevasim soyus tovus. And the way for us to come closer is all in the schos of tzedaka. But it's a fascinating idea, right? Just the visual. G'doy l'tzedaka shemekareves es hagula. Anytime a person gives tzedaka, he brings us one step closer to the geula. Either way, hu ayah omer. used to also say, this is Rabbi Yehuda, Asar Dvarim Kashim Nivru Ba'olam. There are 10 hard things, Dvarim Kashim, that were created in the world. Har Kasha, a mountain is Kasha, Kemuvin, Barzal Mechatchai, stating that Barzal, which is also hard, metal, has the ability to cut through a mountain. Barzal Kasha, metal is very, very hard, or Mefafata, or fire has the ability to impact Barzal. Or Kasha, or is also Kasha, Mayim Mechabenoi Soy, but water has the ability to extinguish a fire. Mayim Kasha, you see, Mayim is Kasha, but Ovim Soyvnum, the clouds, which are Kasha, have the ability to be Soyvnum, they carry water. Ovim Kashim, the clouds are Kasha, Ruach Mefazartam, but a wind which is Kasha has the ability to make clouds go away. Ruach Kasha, a wind is Kasha, Guf Soivloi, but a person can withstand a wind. Guf Kasha, the Guf is Kasha, but Pachat Soivloi. A person can be broken down by Pachat. Pachat Kasha, fear is Kasha, Yayin Mafigoi. But a good glass of wine can go a very, very far away as it relates to Pachat. And finally, Yayin Kasha, Yayin is Kasha, Shina Mefachachtoi. A good rest is kasha from yayin. It can sober a person up. Misa kasha mikula. Misa is the most kasha of everything else. Tztaka matzalas mena misa. Yeah, tztaka could be matzalas misa. You want to know the koyach of tztaka, right? He's building up. There's 10 things that are kasha. And what's the achrin of all the things that are kasha? It's misa. And tztaka is matzalas mena misa. Siv, Stalker Tatsum, Stubber Shrap, to Stoy Brabian. Boy Rish, like you mean this Kaddish Baruch, mean this Basavadam. Meet this Basavadam, other maybe Dairon God of the Melech. If somebody brings a large gift to a king, Safik, Makabalan, I say Menu, Safik, A Makabalan, I say Menu, right? Sometimes kings don't take gifts. Adam Chashev Shani, right? Sometimes an Adam Chashev doesn't want to accept a gift. The Intim Tzolim Bekabel Noresim Imenu. And let's say they're going to accept a gift. Safik Roi Pnei HaMelech, Safik Ein Roi Pnei HaMelech. Meaning it could be one of the Gaboim of the king is going to take the gift, but it's never going to make it to the king, right? One of the perks of his job is that he takes gifts and maybe doesn't make it all the way up the food chain. Adavak Kadosh Baruch Hu in a king. When it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. Adam Noresim Putalani. If somebody gives a pruta to an Ani, Zoicha, Umekabel Pnei Shechina, this pruta, and not just the pruta, the noisena pruta will be mekabel pnei shechina. Shenema, as the pasuk says, ani betzedek echse ponecho espa'o behokitz temunosecho. So ani betzedek, through tzedek echse ponecho, I'm going to see you. And espa'o, I am going to be satisfied. Bahakets. We'll see what that means in a second. Tmuna secha. But the point is that when a person gives staka, he's zaycha umekabel pnei shechina. What's the mashal and the nimshal? So really, it's what we spoke a little bit about yesterday. The mashal and mesechtes brachas daf chav ches amibay is that when a person gives tzedakah, really he's giving shoychat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not just giving tzedakah to the Araman. You're really giving a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point. You give a gift to a melech, basav adam, lav dafka, the melech, basav adam is going to see the gift. But if you give a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're going to be zoychal to be mekabel the pnei shechina. Either way, Rabbi Elazar, yav pruta la'ani, Rabbi Elazar would give a pruta to an Araman, v'hadar matzli, and then he would daven. Amar, he would say, t'chsib ani b'tzedek, echse ponecha. Incidentally, the Mashal speaks out on this, that why did he do this? So it's mamish behemshich to what we just said. It's because if somebody wants to make a bakasha from someone, so first you give him a gift, you say something nice to him, right? That's the classic way of going about it. That's why even in Shemayin Esrei, right? First we sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then afterwards we start asking for all the things that we need. Being that tzedakah is giving a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he would be Yav Pruta La'ani, V'hadar matzli, just based on that very simple idea. Ani b'tzedek echse ponecha. My espa b'hakitz t'munasecha. That was the end of that pasuk. So what does the end of the pasuk even mean? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Eilu tamid ha-chachamim sh'menadid n'sheina me'ineim ba'ilu mazeh. So t'muna is, hakitz is a lashon of being awake, right? So it's referring to tamid ha-chachamim that they don't sleep ba'ilu mazeh. V'akadosh baruch hu masbion miziv ha-shechina la'ilu maba. So espa is miloshin Saveya, satisfied. Tmunasecha is the tmuna kaviyachal of the shechina. Bahak, it's because of the fact that they stay awake. So you fight yourself not to fall asleep. What's the reward? It's espa bahak, it's tmunasecha, tamid chachamim, shemenadid in shein meinem, ba'ilam hazeh, hakadosh baruch hu masbiyam yizuv hashechina la'ilam haba. Amr Rabbi Yerichim, my dechsev, what's behind the pasuk that says, malva Hashem, choynein da. The Mali Mikra Kasuf said, Rabbi Yochanan, we're not for the fact that the pasuk said this. E Efshel Oimer, no one could ever say this. Why? Because Kavi Yochel Eved Loiva Leish Malva. So we know that Eved Loiva is Leish Malva. But this is how Rabbi Yochanan read the pasuk. Malva Hashem Choinin Dal. Rashi. Ha Choinin Dalin. If someone has Rachmanis on Dalin, Nasen Malva La Kodesh Baruch Hu. He becomes the Malva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're the Malva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Loiva. And Eved Loiva Lish Malva. So on the top of the Yom, we were talking about, are we Avadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we Banim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right, Ish V'Isha, Ve'iras Techli Li'oilom, Eris in the Suin, Achim, Dar Chaim HaKadosh, as in Parshas Kitzetze, we spoke about this not long ago. The highest level that a person can achieve as it relates to his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship of Achim, Emer L'Chachma, Achoysiyat, Eiris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you find all these different euphemisms. But here there's an idea that you're the master and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Eved. The truth is, that's the Gemara Masechtas Ma'akotim. Mi Moshel Bi, right? Mi Moshel Bi. It's the Tzadikim that are Moshel Bi. Something that we talked a lot about. Hasoicher Es Apoyalim. The Koyach of Tzadik Goyzer. Vakadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. What does that come from? It comes from being Mekarev, which really is the same as doing Chesed. It all works. Malva Hashem Choynein Da. When someone is Choynein Da, he does Chesed, he becomes the Malva. And Eved Loiva Le'ish Malva. Either way, says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan and Rami. Rabbi Yochanan asks this theory. Ksniv, the Pasuk says, Lo'yoyol hoin b'yoyim evra. Utztako tatzel mimavis. Okay, hoin, money is not going to help b'yoyim evra on the day of wrath. We'll see what that means. Utztako tatzel mimavis. Ksniv, the Pasuk says, Yo'yoyilu oitzrois resha. Utztako tatzel mimavis. So you have two psukim. Lo'yoyol hoin b'yoyim evra. And it says, Loyoilu Oitzris Resha, Utstaka Tatsumi Mavis. So the question was, State Stokas Halalulam. Why do you need these two psukim? Now, it's interesting. Why do you need two psukim? There's a lot of psukim that you find from time to time that maybe seem to be a little bit redundant, but this is uniquely redundant because both of these psukim are in the same neighborhood in Sefer Mishlei, Ayin Shom. So it says, Utstaka Tatsumi Mavis, and again it says, Utstaka Tatsumi Mavis, and the question was, why do you need these two psukim? Now, the girsa that some Gemaras have is, Amar Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Rab Yochanan Rami. Yes, the stira. The way the Gemara presents the question, State Stokas Halalu Lama, is not so much as a contradiction, but it's just redundant. Why do you need both? That's why some take out the word Rami. But the bottom line is, the answer was, Acha Shematzi Lassim Emisa Meshuna. One of these Psukim, Stokka Matzim, Tatsim Mavis is coming to say that Stok is Matzil a person from Emisa Meshuna. The Acha Shematzi Lassim Medina Shal Gehenim. And Stokka Tatsim Mavis also means it's Matzil a person from Gehenim. The Ezo Yehi Shematzi Lassim Medina Shal Gehenim. Which one of the two Psukim is referring to Gehenim? Meaning, Lo Yoyo Hoin Biyoim Evra, Stokka Tatsim Mavis. Lo Yoyilu Oitzres Resha, with Stokka Tatsim Mavis. Which one means Gehenim? The one that says Evra, the pasuk says Yoim Evra, Hayoim Ahu. It's referring to Gehenim. The Ezo Hi Shematzi Losoi Mi Misa Meshuna. Okay, what type? This question is a little bit different. What type of tztaka is matzel from Misa Meshuna? Meaning, all tztaka is matzel from Misa Meshuna. Tztaka tatzel mimavis. Right, this is big. The Marsha that we spoke at yesterday in Brachas Chav Ches on the day said that Utztaka tatzel mimavis is a bechin of shoychad. You literally can be meshachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All tztaka, anytime a person writes a check, you get this koyach. So this Gemara, you have to read. It's the not such fine print. It's noisna. It's when a person gives tztaka. The eni yodeh lemi noisna. But you don't know who you're giving it to. Noitla, and the person on the receiving end that's receiving the tztaka receives it. But the eni yodeh lemi noitla, he doesn't know who he's receiving it from. And the Gemara explains, noisna ve'eni yodeh lemi noisna. You give it, but you don't know who you're giving it to. La'afuke midamar ukfa. La'afuke marukfa. So marukfa is mentioned, Rashi says in the Gemara, ksuba samach zayin amadbez, also one of the big sugyas in Shas that talk about tztaka. And the Gemara talks about the great madrega of tztaka of marukfa. And marukfa's madrega was that he would give matan besesa. He would sneak in the middle of the night and he would drop off packages and he would give money to Armalite. And it was an incredible, incredible madrega. And the taka is incredible, stating that marukfa knew who he was giving the tztaka to. Now, the recipient didn't know he was getting it from Marukva, but Marukva knew he was giving it to. He was a noisna, and he knew who he was giving it to. So when we say noisna, the eni yodeh lemi noisna, it's la fuke the great madrega Marukva. You have to be on a higher madrega. Noitla the eni yodeh mi moitla, that's la fuke midirab abba. That's Lafuki with Rab Abba. Rashi says in that Gemara in Ksubas, the Gemara says Rab Abba used to put money behind him, and anybody that wanted to come take the money could take the money. So the Arman knew who he was getting the money from, but Rab Abba didn't know who he was giving it to, which is also an incredible, incredible madrega. But it's not perfect. Tztaka tatzel mimavis has to be noisna, the eni yodeya lami noisna like Rab Abba. And noitla the any edem, it means noitla like marukva. But if you have one of the two, it's mamish gevalt. But it's not utstaka tatsumil. So the Gemara says, lehechi la'aved. Like, what are you supposed to do? The Gemara says, pasha, leisavanuk, you shall tztaka. You find the god by tztaka, you give it to the god by tztaka, and if you're going to do it this way, that's going to be the perfect way to do it. Meisvei, frek, the Gemara, kasha, mayasa, adam, yeloi, banim, schar. What should a person do? And he should have banim, schar. Rabbi Eliezer says, yefazem, ma'usav la'aniyin. You should give money to Armalite. That's a school that have banim, schar. Rabbi Shua says, yesamach ishtoi, lidvar, mitzvah. He should be Mesameach Ishtoi before Tashmish, and the reason is because Isha Mazras Tchilo, she ends up having a son. Rabbos Meyakov Oimer, Vayitin Adam Pruta La'arniki Shal Tzedakah, Elim Kei Memuna Olea Kerab Chananya Ben Tradin. So as a postscript to this, Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov said, a person should not give a Pruta La'arniki Shal Tzedakah unless the Gabbai Tzedakah is mamish like Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradin. So who's Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradin? We know who he was, one of the Asar Rugim Malchus, but this is based on the Gemara of the Zohar, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that we're not going to talk about now, where the Gemara talks about Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradin met Rabbi Yosef Ben Kisma, and he wanted to know, after Yosef Ben Kisma gave him to Chacha to be Makal Kilos Barabim and teach him Torah, he says, tell me, am I going to merit a portion in the world to come? He says, well, tell me, did you ever do anything that maybe would give you the rights to maybe merit a person in the world to come? So he said, I'm a Gabbai Tztaka, and I go with Nimesh Shur Siddin. He said, Oy Bazoi, Mechelkocha Yehei Chelki, Umigayrocha Yehei Gayroli, Shoin Emo, you're going to end up having a person in the world to come. So Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradin goes down as the perfect Gabbai Tztaka. And Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, whose Mishnas is Kavanoki, said, Lo Yitein Adam Pruta La'arniki Shel Tztaka Elim Kain, Memuna Lech Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradin. So what's the Kasha? He's saying that the right way to give Tztaka is to give it to the Gabbai Tztaka. I don't know. It sounds a little not so simple. So Mar says, no, keep coming to the Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradin. You're right. You have to find an Erlich Gabbai Tztaka. But if you find a Gabbai Tztaka that you can trust 100%, then the perfect way to give Tztaka is to actually work through this Gabbai Tztaka. So Tztaka Tatzel Mimavis, that everybody knows. But here's the not such fine print. When is it a Tztaka Tatzel Mimavis? When it's Noisna Ve'eni Yedeh L'min Noisna. And it sounds like this is the perfect way to give tzedakah. It's interesting. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim in Perek Yud, this is in Halacha Zayin. He says, "Shmoyne Mailois Yesh B'Tzedakah Zula Maila Mizeh." He says there are 8 levels of tzedakah, and it goes in order. Maila Gedoyla. What's the highest level of tzedakah? So what's level 1? It's going to go from 1 to 8. Level 8, by the way, is a person gives tzedakah, but he does it ba'atzvus, he's ungezetz, he throws the money, right? That we understand. What's level 1? So the Rambam says, Mailu gedoy l'she'en l'mailu mimeno, zeh ha'machzik bidei Yisrael shemach. You take a yid, who, unfortunately, things are not going well for him now financially. V'noysen loy maton, you give him a gift. Oym halva, you loan him money. Oy oyse imoy shutfis, or you become his partner. Oy mamsi loy melacha, or you find him a job. Kidei lechazik es yodoy, ad shalo yitztarich lebriyoyis v'lo yishal. You put him on his feet so that the matziv that he's in right now will be a short-term matziv, but long-term he's not going to have to be in this situation anymore. Pachos mizeh, the second of the 8 milas, says the Rambam, is hanoisein tzedakah la'aniyim, v'lo yoda l'minosan, v'lo yoda ha'onim mi'milokach. Where you don't know who you're giving it to, and he doesn't know who he's taking it from. Sha'arei zu mitzvah l'shma, kigayin lishkas chashoyim shahoyu b'miktosh, right? There was a special lishka in the base of Miktosh. Shahoyu atzadikim noisim b'chashoy, v'aniyim b'nei toivim mesparnitzim imenu b'chashoy. V'korev l'zeh, something similar to that, is hanoisim l'toich kupa shal tzedakah. V'lo yitein adam, the Rambam brings us l'halacha. L'toich kupa shal tzedakah, elam ken yodeya shamamun ne'mon, V'chacham v'yodea linuk b'keshura k'chananyo ben tradyo. Not even k'rib chananyo. K'chananyo ben tradyo. This is the Lashon HaRambam right here. But the bottom line is, the Gemara talks about the great way of giving tzedakah, and that is noisla v'en yodea l'min noisla, noitla v'en yodea l'min noitla. In the Rambam's ranking of 8 milas of tzedakah, this is actually number 2. It doesn't come in first place. First place is where a person doesn't just give somebody tzedakah. First place is where a person puts somebody else on his feet so that in the future this person will no longer have to come on to tzedakah. Either way, Zok de Gemara, Vaita, Amar Rabavo, Rabavo said, Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yubayinu Shalom, Bameh, Torum, Keren, Yisrael. What could Klal Yisrael do that the nation should be exalted, that it should be greater than all the other nations? Amalei, so he told him, Bikisisa. So it's a little bit of a pun, right? Parshas Kisisa begins, Kisisa is Rosh B'nai Yisrael Lefkudeyim, right? You're going to count. That's literally what it means. And how should you count them? Right? The way to count them is, Like this, everybody is going to have to give money, right? Tzidur, the Kotzker Rebbe said, the white Hashem count the Yidden through money. He said because he was worried, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to start counting the Yidden. Everyone's going to come stooping and pushing and lining up. So he said, the way we count this is every person that comes has to give a few dollars. Like this, everybody backed off a little bit. There wasn't such a shtipperai. But the bottom line is, Kisisa es Rosh B'nei Yisrael. You're going to count the Yidden how? You're going to count them through tzedakah. But Kisisa also means to lift them up. So you raise up Klal Yisrael how? By giving tzedakah. Amar Rabbi Vo said, Shalom Shlomo ben David. They asked Shlomo the son of David. Ad heichon koicha shel tzedakah. How far is the koicha of tzedakah? Amar Rabbi told him, Tzuru ma'pirish David Abba. Take a look at what my father David HaMelech said regarding tzedakah. He said as follows. Pisa nosan lev yoinim. Tzedkasa emed eslat. Karnoi tarim b'chavoy. That when somebody gives tzedakah, karnoi tarim b'chavoy. It's this idea that exalts him. Rabbi Abba said the same thing, but he came from a different pasuk. Very similar. Yishaya Navi talking. Hu miroimim yishkoi. Mitzadei slan nisgaboy. Lachmoy nitan. Meimav nemanim. Said Rabbi Abba that Rishaya Navi was saying as follows: Matam Meroimim Yishkan. Why is it that Klal Yisrael are dwelling in the Meroimim? Why is it that Mitzudah is Sloim Miskaboy? Why is it that they're in the Mitzudah is Sloim, that they're Mamish Niskov? Again, they're exalted. Mishum the Lachmay Nasan Umeim of Nemanim. It's because of the Tzedakah that they give. Vam Rabbi Avot Shalosh Shloima. They asked Shlomo HaMelech, Ezeu ben Oilam Abba. Who is a ben Oilam Abba? Among them, he told him, Kol Shekin Neged Zkenov Kovid. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Oysam Shechokin Lam Kovid Oilam Azeh, Machmas Chokmas Ziknosam. If you have a person that they give him Kovid, why? Because he's considered a wise man. And why is he wise? Because he's older and he's experienced life and he studied, and it's for that reason he's wise. A person like that, muftach lecha, shuban olam haba. Lafuke what? So we'll see it in the next Gemara, but it's just kedai to speak it out. Lafuke is someone who gets covered, but for other reasons. Maybe he gets covered because he's a gvir. Maybe there's a different reason he's getting covered. Meaning, when you see someone getting covered in this world, is that a simin that he's a ben olam haba? Is that somehow a mirror image of who he is in the other world? So Shlomo HaMelech said, it depends. If the reason he's getting chachma is keneged skeinov, it's based on his zikna, then yes. If the reason he's getting covered is based on his ashiris, as we're about to say, then already there's no hechrech. And the Gemara says, ki ha di Yosef, or Reb Yosef, b'rei Reb Yeshua chalash, he was sick. Ingid, and he had this outer body experience. And when he came back alive, he was in a coma of some sort. Since father asked him, tell me, you had access, it looks like, to another world during this interim period. What did you see? Amalesi told him, Oilam Hafikro, you see. What I saw was an Ibige Kertevelt, El Yoinim Lemata, Vitachtoinim Milmala. If you look at Rashi, El Yoinim Lemata, Oisam Shem El Yoinim Kan, Machmas Oishram, Roisi Sham Shehim Lemata, Vitachtoinim Lemala, Roisi Anim, Shehim Beinenu Shvelim, Sham Roisim Chashuvim. He says, the whole world, the whole pecking order, everything was Mamish Fadreit. Amalesi told him, he didn't see an Oilam Hafikro. He said, Oilam Barer Oyisa, what you saw was a clear world. And then he said, Vanan Hechi Chasis. How are we over there? Amalesi told him, Ki Hechi the Chashvin on Hacha, just like we're Chashav in this world, Chashvin on Hasam, so too we're Chashav on the next world. This Chazal is misquoted sometimes. Oilam Hafikro Oisi, right? El Yoinim Tachtoinim, Tachtoinim El Yoinim. It's almost like if you want to know who's an Elyon in the next world, take a look at who's a Tachtin in this world. And vice versa, it's not true. Right? It's not always like that. You have to read the whole Gemara. I'm all this. But the bottom line is, he continued, he said, Shamati, and I heard, Shnoya Oimrim, that they were saying, Ashrei Misha Balakan, V'tamude B'yad. Praise is a person that comes up here, and he has Tamude B'yad. V'shamati Shnoya Oimrim, and I heard them saying, Haruge Malchus, Ein Kol Berye, Yechoy Lelamim B'chitzasan. The Haruge Malchus, the people that were killed by the Malchus, no person, no human, can be in their Mechitzas. Their Oilam Haba is so gevalt. Then nobody could be with a man. Who are the Haruge Malchus? Says the Gemara. Who were Haruge Malchus? They were the Haruge Malchus. They were the Asara Haruge Malchus, right? Of a Mishum Haruge Malchus Vesuloi. That would be literally watering down Rabbi Akiva V'Chaveirov as being what? Haruge Malchus. As if that's who Rabbi Akiva V'Chaveirov are. I mean, it's true. It's definitely something Rabbi Akiva V'Chaveirov did. But at the same time, that's what they are. In the world of B'derabimineh, Rabbi Akiva V'Chaveirov. So there's no way we would refer to them as Haruge Malchus. Ella has to be Ella Haruge Lord. It's referring to someone else. Who's it referring to? It's referring to the Haruge Lud. So we're going to get back to this in the raid. But Rashi gives us the short version. The Haruge Lud were two brothers, Lulainus and Papus, and they gave their lives up. Al Kiddush Hashem. They were Haruge Malchus, and they're the Haruge Malchus that no person is able to enter Mebchitzasan. So these 5-6 lines are, there's so much here. Hafachba v'hafachba. But just one aura. One of the things he said that he heard was, Ashrei Misha Balukan v'tamuda biyada. It's Yidua that the Marsha, and this Gemara says, it's Kedai to read this Marsha inside. Yesh lafarish. What does it mean? V'tamuda biyada. Ki ikur halimud v'shenasa b'yroisham hu halimud haba miksivas yad. The ikkar learning that makes a roshim on a person is when a person writes his Torah. Asher alkei nikra chachamim soifrim. And he says, that's why you find the chachamim were called soifrim, because the ikkar chachma they attained how? They attained by writing. And that's Ashrei Misha Balikan, the Talmudai biyadai. Talmudai biyadai, Talmudai b'moichai. Talmudai biyadai. Because when you write, you're going to acquire tremendous chachma, and that's Ashrei Misha Balikan, the Talmudai biyadai. We've spoken that many times, the hafla. The hafla in Panim Yafis, who says, pun intended, a davar nifla. It says that the king had to have his own personal sefer Torah. Fahisa imai, the karabai, kol yimei chayav. Says the Hafla. Pasha, what it means is, he's always going to have it with him. He says, but we know from Agadah Shal Pesach fame, what is Kol Yimei Chayav? Yomecha is Ayla Mazek. Kol Yimei Chayecha is Lahavi Aleilois, and it's Lahavi Limois HaMashiach. See, he says, that a person that learns Torah in this world, he's going to have the Torah with him Kol Yimei Chayav. Like we say in the Hadron, B'salechacha Tancha Oysach, B'shachbacha Tishmar Olecha, V'akitzoysa Hitesichecha, like the Chavetz Chaim talks about in Zakdama to Teres Habayis, B'shiftecha B'veisecha, V'lachtecha V'derecha, B'shachbacha V'kumecha. We've spoken about this so many times. But the bottom line is, that's V'hoysa Imoi, V'karabai Kol Yimei Chayav. That if a person learns Torah in this world, he's going to have his Torah with him forever. He's going to have it even be Mois HaMashiach, says the Hafla. V'oid Omru. Chazal say, Ashrei Misha Balikan V'talmudai B'yadai. He says, what's the Oymek? He says, Ki Ha'oisik B'Torah B'Olam Hazeh. Someone that learns Torah B'Olam Hazeh, Zoycha Lasoik B'Torah Hashem B'Olam Ha'Elyon. That person will be Zoycha to learn Torah in the Olam Ha'Elyon as well. V'zeu Sha'amar V'hoiso Imoi. V'karabai kol yimei chayev. Says the Hafla, toich dvar, in the middle of a shtickle. He said, what's the Ashrei Misha Balikam v'talmudai biyadai? Because you go to the next world, you're going to want to get into the Masifta Derekiah. Everyone's going to be fighting to get in. And you know what the credentials are going to be to get in? The credentials are going to be Ashrei Misha Balikam v'talmudai biyadai. If a person's going to come and he learned Torah in this world, then he's going to be zoicha to learn Torah in the next world as well. And that's what they say. Ashrei, wow. How mu'usher is a person that comes up with Torah? Because if you come up with Torah, you have the shlislach. You have the mafteches. You have the hamlotzes that you need to be able to get places in the next world. We're going to get back to this. Tanya. Amar lehem Rabbi Yechem Zakeh l'talmidah. Rabbi Yechem Zakeh told us talmidah one last gemara, which goes to the bottom of the Yomid, incidentally. Bonai. Mausha amar akosuv. What does the pasuk mean when it says tzedakah teroimim goy v'chesed l'umim chatas? A pasuk in Mishnah. Shlomo HaMelech said this. Tzedakah teroimim goy v'chesed l'umim chatas. Just teaching the words. Tzedakah, charity, is meroimim. It lifts up, it exalts the goy, the nation. V'chesed l'umim, but the chesed of the nations chatas. Sounds like it's a bad thing, right? So said Rab Yoichem and Zaki to his Talmidim, no, I want to hear a pshat. So his Talmidim came together and they started saying pshatim. So who's the first Tana that spoke? Rab Eliezer. He's always Rosh Verishon to everything. Rab Eliezer got up first and he said, Stokaterim Goy El Yisrael. It's referring to Klai Yisrael, the Chsiv, Umikamchi Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Meaning the Goy. Tzok is the Yidin. And when the Yidin gives Stokka, it's Miroimim the Yidin, like we saw earlier. The Chesed Umim Chatos. That means the Chesed of the other nations. And what does that mean? Called stock of a chesed, umas oilam oisim. All the stock and all the chesed that umas oilam do, chetu lahem, it's considered a bad thing for them. She'enam oisim elul is gadol boy. And the reason it's a bad thing is because they do it for ulterior motives. They do it shaloi l'shma. They do it for covet. K'moy she'nemar, like the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Ezra, Perek Vav, Dar Yovesh, the son of Esther and Achashverosh is talking. He gives the Yidden a lot of money to go up and build the second base Hamikdash and at face value, it seemed to be a good thing. But the Gemara Rashana Davdala talks about this whole Indian and quotes the following pasuk: Dile hevoin mahakrivin nichoichin la lokosh maya umatzalayin lechaye moko uvnoy. Meaning, why do I, am I giving you this stock? Because you're going to daven for me, and good things are going to come from me. So as a result, He gave the tzedakah l'zgadolboy, and if you do it l'zgadolboy, it's not a good thing. It's actually a chatos. It's actually a bad thing. What? If someone gives tzedakah, and the reason he gives tzedakah is for some personal benefit, is that not okay? But Tanya, you're learning to the price. I'm going to sell a zul tzedakah, but she'll shi'ech nemiv she'eske l'chayu l'mabah. Raise the tzadah gomor. If somebody gives tzedakah, and he says, b'shvil she'eske l'chayu haba, or b'shvil she'yich yebni, is a tzadah gomor. So the Gemara says, like, kasha, can't be Yisrael, can't be umayis oilam. A yid that gives tzedakah for these reasons, that's okay. But in any Yehudi, not. What's the difference? So the difference is because if a yid gives tzedakah for a certain reason and then the reason doesn't play itself out, it won't necessarily shake his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But an Oyv Kechavim that does, he's gone. And as a result, it's for that reason when Oyv Kechavim gives tzedakah in that way, it's not okay. So Rabbi Eliezer said the first pshat. He said, tzedakah tereimim goy, that's when a yid gives tzedakah. V'chesed umim chatos, because the umay sa'oyvim do it for the wrong reasons, and when a Oyv Kechavim gives tzedakah for an ulterior reason, it's not okay. And what's the sema ledavar? The Sema Ledavar is Daryavesh, who was the son of who? Who was the son of Esther and Achashverosh. And he's the example, Nachamol, of an Eina Yehudi that gives tzedakah for the wrong reason. So Esther's son was not Jewish. That's a problem, right? Because how could Esther's son not be Jewish? Eved, v'oyve kechavim haba al bas Yisrael, v'hoylid havlad kosher. Now, that is a big shayla. Havlad kosher, havlad posel, havlad mamzer, hadvarim atikin, ayin Rosh Hashanah, davdalid, v'related raid bites. Bottom line, says the Gemara. So who was the first one to opine on this pasuk? It was Rabbi Eliezer. Who was number two? Rabbi Yishu. Not Rabbi Yishu of Amar. He said, "Tzedakah tereimim goy elu Yisrael." Tchsev mikam chisog eichod. Mamash like Rabbi Eliezer. V'chesed umim chatos. Called tzedakah v'chesed. She umayis ha'olam oisin. Chet hu lohen. All the tzedakah and all the chesed that the umayis ha'olam do is considered a chet for them. Why? She ein oisin elu kedei shetim moshech malchuson. So very similar to Rabbi Eliezer said, but Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua usually don't say the same thing. I don't even know if you have a lot of the Amri Travayus when it comes to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But he said that because they do it, not Liskado Bahem, but they do it. Why? They do it, Kadeshati Moshech Malchuson. So their Malchus will have a little bit of a Hemshech Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Daniel, Lohein, Malkum Milki Yishbar Aloch, Vechata'och, Bitsitka Fruk, Vavayosach, Bemichan, Anoyin, Hein Tehevi Archelish Levasi. This pasuk sounds familiar. It's because we had this pasuk on Daf Dalet, right? This was the advice, the good advice, which wasn't okay, that Daniel gave to Nebuchadnezzar. Right? He was very worried about his malchus, and he bought himself another ear. But the bottom line is, that's he said the same nekuda. Tzedakah tereimim goy is klal Yisrael, v'chesed umim chatos is referring to when it's one of the other umas. Then Rabbi Gamliel vam, then Rabbi Gamliel came, and he said, tzedakah tereimim goy, elu Yisrael, v'chesed mikam chi Yisrael, v'goymer, v'chesed umim chatos, kol tzedakah v'chesed umas oylem oysen, chetu lahen, she'in oysen elu lehisyar. But again, very similar. It's because they do it for gaiva. V'chol ha'misir ha'noifu b'gehenim, but that's a bad thing, because anyone that's about Gaiva is false to Gehenna, but Shanema Zayd Yahir, Leitz Shemoy, Oise Be'evra Zadoy. Okay, so we're talking about Gaiva, Yahir is Gaiva, and also says Evras, Vein Evra El Gehenim, second time on this daf. Shanema Yoim Evra, Hayoim Mahu. Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, after he said his pshat, Adayin Onu Tzrichel Moidoy. We still have to come on to the Moidoy's pshat. Who is the Moidoy? Since Rabbi Loza Moidoy Yoimer, who said, Stoka Tremim Goy, Eli Yisrael, Tichsiv Mikam Chisro Gehechab Ores, Teches Umum Chatos, Kolt, Stoka Vechesnech, Umois Ha'oilam Oisen, Chet hulahen. It's a chet. Shein oisin elo lecharef oisanu. Because the reason they do it is to be mecharef us. They do it to taunt us. Shenemar. And he quoted a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Sirka Churban. Vayove vayas Hashem kasher diber ki chatosim l'Hashem v'lo shemata mekoylo v'hoi lochem adover hazeh. So in that pasuk, believe it or not, Rashi says, Nevuzradin is giving toichocha to Yirmiyahu anavi. Mind-boggling. And he tells Yirmiyahu Anavi that you want to know why all these terrible things are happening to you? You want to know why we have such control over you? Because you don't do what you're supposed to do, and we do what we're supposed to do. And Yirmiyahu tells Nevuzradan, what exactly are you referring to? He says, because we give tzedakah. So Belazar Maidoy said, you want to know why chesed lumim chatas? He said, because the goyim give tzedakah, why? To be able to throw it in our faces. To be able to be mecharef and megad of us, and that's why it's chesed lumim chatas. Says the Gemara, the Talmid of Rabbi Yechmazakim invited Nen Rabbi Nechunya ben Akon of Amar. He got up and he said, tzedakah tereimim goy, v'chesed li Yisrael, ulo umim chatas. So, what did he say? He said a whole different shot. He said the way he's supposed to read the pasuk is he put the comma. Stoka teroimim goy v'chesed. Meaning, stoka and chesed are meroimim the goy. And who's the goy? It's Klai Yisrael. And not chesed umimchatas, umimchatas. They're not okay. Says the Gemara, Amar lehem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'talmidav. So when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai heard what Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana said, so he turned to all the Talmidim and he said, Nirin divrei Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, midvarei umidivreiche. I like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's pshat better than my pshat, and better than all your pshat. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, all the different Tanan, Rabbi Lazamaydoi, I like this pshat better than your pshat. Why? Lefishehu noisen eitz tzedakah of a chesed li Yisrael, because he attributed tzayvet tzedakah and tzayvet chesed li Yisrael, ulu umois chatos. And all the umois have is the averis, all they have is the chatos, as I hergish. So I just like the way he was able to manipulate this pasuk that everything is going on the inner. So the Gemara ends with one observation. What did Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai say? I like Rabbi Nechuy Ben Akana's pshat better than my pshat and better than all your pshat. Sounds like Michal Duhunami Omar. Sounds like he said a pshat. In our Gemara, we didn't have a pshat. In our Gemara, he tells the Talmidim, Bonai, my sons, you have a pshat, and everyone's saying a pshat. But he didn't opine himself. Says the Gemara, Mahi, what was his pshat? Tanya, we know it from a brai. So Amalim Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Geshem Shachatas Mechaperes al Yisro, Kach Tzedoko, Mechaperes al Umoysa Oilam. That the end of the pasuk, the chesed umam chatas, means that when the umoysa oilam do chesed, it's a chatas. Not chatas, it's an aver. That's how most of the Talmidim were teaching it. No, that's not what it means. Chesed umam chatas means miloshin karben chatas. It's mechaper, that when they go ahead and they do tzedakah, it's going to be mechaper for them. So we'll see how much time we have, but anywhere between one and three ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, so one of the several mamari agado that we had in today's daf was a gemara on Amud Aleph that said as follows: Hu hoya omer. It's referring to Rabbi Yehuda. Asara dvarim kasha nivru ba'olam. Har kasha barzel mechatchay. Barzel kasha are mefafay. Or kasha mayim mechaben oisay. Mayim kashim avim soivlen oisay. Avim kashim ruach mefazartan. Ruach kasha guf soivloy. Guf kasha Pachat shoivrei, pachat kosher, yayim avigor, yayim kosher, shina mefachachtoi, misa kosher mikulat, and stokos is tatzel mimavis. Shmuel Yankiv, and this is in Zois Liyakiv, and Parshas told us, says Dover Nifla. So everyone knows Rashi in the beginning of Parshas told us, where Rivka is having a very challenging pregnancy. Vayisroitzit to Abon of Akirba, vatoimrim kem lomaze anoichi, vateilech lidresh es Hashem, vayoimr Hashem lo, shnei goyim bevitnech. So Rashi says, what does it mean, ulo'oim milo'oim yematz? Shame told Rivka that you're not just carrying two children. You're carrying the patriarchs of two nations. And these two nations are going to have a very unique relationship. It's going to be ulo'oim milo'oim yematz. Kloima. What it means is, lo yishfu bigedula. They're not going to be bigdula at the same time. Kishazek kam, zen noifel. Rather, they're going to have this inverse relationship. So, when one nation's going to be great, the other nation's going to be shvach. And when the other nation is going to be great, the first nation is going to be shvach. The chenu oimer, the Navi Yecheskel said, imala hacharava, v'nismala tzur ela mecharbana shal Yerushalayim. So these two nations are not just going to be two nations. These are going to be two nations that will never share the same faith. In fact, ula'oim ula'oim yematz, one nation is going to take its power and its strength from the other nation. It's going to be a bechina of imala hacharava. We are imaleyazu charevazu. That's what you're carrying. That tension that you feel is a microcosm of thousands of years of tension that is going to come. And that's this inyan of Vayisroitzetzu Abana Mekerba. So Shmuel Yankiv brings the Gemara Masechtes Psachim Daf Membeis Amaveis. The Gemara says like this. Betchilo kishayim meviim nesachim liYehuda. The olden days when they had to bring Nischeyayim in the Beis HaMikdash, so you would bring the nesachim from Yehuda, from Judea, that region in Eretz Yisrael. And loyhoyo yeinam shal Yehuda machmetz. It was... the wine was so good, you couldn't make it chaymetz if you tried. So imagine you have wine, and the wine physically cannot spoil. You had to do a pa'ula, a maisa. So what would they do if they needed chaymetz? Amol dachman hobin chaymetz oichet. They would take sa'irin, they would put it inside, and that's how they would get chaymetz. But that was betchila. That was in the good old days. But the achshav, now, the wine in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have that level of holding power. Stating that, Ein yenam shel adumim machmetz. Today, the wine of Edom doesn't become Until you put Sa'irin. The Kaya Mashenemra says the Gemara. Imala Hachrava, Imalayazu Harevazu, the Imalayazu Harevazu. Rabachma Yitzchakama Mehacha, Ula Oimala Oim Yam. It's Mamish this Rashi. It's Gemara Mesachtas Psachim Daf Mamdez on the days. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankit Kedarke Bakoydir said that why is it in Pnimius that Chazal wanted to bring out this Indian of Ula Oimala Oim Yamats? That when it's Malay Yazu, it's Charev Yazu. What was the mashal that they used? The wine. That when there's good wine being produced in Eretz Yisrael, Edom's wine is going to be Chaymet. And when Edom is producing good wine, that's when Judea's wine is going to be Chaymet. So he said like this. He said, the Pasuk says, V'yein Malchus Rav, Kiyad HaMelech, right? In Megillas Esther. Esther, Perek Aleph Pasuk Zayin, says the Goyim. What's V'yein Malchus Rav, Kiyad HaMelech? Pirish. Yayin toiv yoker ma'oid. The wine that was being served at Sudas Achashverosh, it was toiv and it was yoker ma'oid. She'ain shoysen ela malachim. It was the type of wine that only kings drink. So said Rabbi Shmuel Yankif, what does the goyim mean? Pashit means kings drink good wine, right? Why? Pashit, because he's very wealthy. And because he's very wealthy, he's able to drink good wine. Rabbi Shmuel Yankif said, if that's the case, then it's not yayin malchus. It's not the wine that's so good, she'ain shoysen ela malachim. It's the yayin that ain't shoysen ela ashirim. It's not a din in malchus, it's a din in virim. What if you have a country that's bankrupt? So they're drinking good wine? I don't know. It's not a din in malchus, it's a din in ashirus. So said Reb Shmuel Yankif, this is Kedarka. He says, Vaistos is a primius over here. And that is that yayin is meshach shaychi to malchus on a very, very deep level. So he says, what's the vart? Said the Vard is because the Gemara that we just learned. So the Gemara says, Asara Dvarim Kashim Ba'olam. There are 10 things that are kasha. And it goes through the whole list. Yayin is very, very kasha, that it has the ability to be mefik pachat. If somebody's afraid, if somebody's scared, if someone's worried, if somebody is suffering from anxiety, so the best, oldest trick in the books is to have a glass of wine. And the truth is, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Le'ivri yain ela lenachem avelim tnu sheicha la'ovid v'yayin lamari nefesh," Ben Sira famously said. But the bottom line is, there's an Indian that if somebody is in a matzav of pachad, you give him wine. And wine has that koyach to be mefik pachad that's very, very kosher. So he says, Meres, Yayin is a stira to pachat. It's a stira to pachat. He says, the people that live in the Malchus, they have to have moira from the Malchus. And because they have to have moira from the Malchus, when they drink, sinem tavek abyssal from the pachat that they have, and that's not okay. Because on some level, they're being moirid in the Malchus, and that pachat that they have to have. You know who's able to drink wine? No problem, the melech. Because the melech doesn't have to fear anybody. The melech is the one that's feared. And that's, said Rabbi Shmuel Yankif, is the oimik in the goyin. V'yein malchus rav ki yad ha-melech. Yayin toy v'yokim ha-oid she'in choysin ela melochim. Not ashirim. Not melochim ve'ashirim. She'in choysin ela melochim. Because the melech, mitzad malchusa, he doesn't have to fear anybody. And because the melech doesn't have to fear anybody, so it's for that reason, as it relates to the melech, it's his very, very chash of a wine. So said Reb Shmuel Yankif, maybe that's why when Chazal wanted to bring out this inyan of ula'oyim ula'oyim yemots, that when it's Malay Yazu, it's Charei Vazu, and when it's Charei Vazu, it's Malay Yazu, that when they're going to have Malchus, they're going to be Bechurbanon, and when they're going to have Malchus, they're going to be Bechurbanon. So what's the mashal? The wine that came from Yehuda was not a good wine when Klal Yisrael was in Galus, because now there's Meir Malchus, and now we're not in a matzah where we control the Malchus. And Fakert, in the reverse order, see, so he adds with one double Niflam Mamish, and that is, we know that if someone's sitting at a Suda and he's drinking wine, good wine, and they bring out a new bottle that's even better, you're supposed to make a bracha. What's the bracha you're supposed to make? You make the bracha of Atoiv HaMeitiv. What's the origin? What's the source? What's the makar to the bracha of Atoiv HaMeitiv? So it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that after Churban Beitar and the terrible, terrible Churban that was Churban Beitar, so the Romans, they didn't even allow the Jews to bury all the bodies, and the bodies were out, and it was mamish, it was a terrible, terrible matzim. And then finally, when the time came that they were able to bury all the mason, so at that point, Klal Yisrael were masakin a bracha. The bracha was Atoiv HaMeitiv. Hatoiv Shelo Yisrichu, that all those years, despite the fact that the bodies were outside, Abelo Yisrichu, the bodies never decomposed, V'HaMeitiv Shenitnu Lek that they will finally allow to bury them. Now, the truth is that the Gemara says that When this happened, Chazal was masakin the longer bracha of Atoiv HaMeitiv, right? The bracha of Atoiv HaMeitiv of Hu Heitiv, Hu Meitiv, Hu Yeitiv Lanu, as in the fourth bracha, Brichas HaMazon. But it's Yidua that the bracha of Atoiv HaMeitiv that we say on Brichas HaYayin is related to this. In fact, Rabbi Kinega says that why is it that you make the bracha Atoiv HaMeitiv when you get another glass of wine? So Rabbi Kinega says, because we know that if somebody drinks too much wine, it can bring him to not good things. So if you're sitting at a Suda and the drink Shayin Van, and now they're bringing out more wine and already better wine, so you have to have a little bit of a shmira. So you know what you say? Atoiv HaMeitiv, you remember Churban Beiter. You remember what can come to a person when he drinks a little bit too much wine. But said Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, that what's the oimek? You know what the oimek is? He says the oimek is that Chazal the Herd, that as soon as they saw the ending of Churban Beiter, and they saw Atoiv HaMeitiv, Shelo Yisrichu V'Chanitnu L'Kfuro. So there was a little bit of a feeling. There was a little bit of a feeling that despite the fact that the Tzara was so bad, but the Shroshim of Geula, the Shroshim of making a comeback was already here. Meaning, as much as there was a Churban, but there's a foundation that we're going to be able to build on, because the bond and the yachas that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bishrosha is still there. Bahar Raya, Hatoiv Shelo Yisrichu, V'Ameitiv Shenitnu L'Kfuro. So they had this hergish of what? That there's a little bit of a haschalah. And as much as right now, it's charevazu. Oh, but there's going to be a day where it's going to be malayazu. So where is it manifest now that you want to bring out that nakuda that we're going to make a comeback? It's when you drink a glass of wine, because it's v'yein malchus rav ki yad ha-melech. So now you make the bracha v'atoiv ha-meitiv. But the bottom line is, said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, if you want to know why you find that wine is so mekusher, it's so meshach shaychi to malchus, it's meshach shaychi to malei yazu, this Indian, that this was the mashal that the Gemara gave him, sochem and beis on the days, is because yayin is something that has the ability to be mefik pachat. And a person, when he's in galus, he's in an esara, he's in a matzev of pachat, the melech, he doesn't have to fear anybody. And as a result, malchus is symbolized with wine. That's the oimik in the goyin, and a little bit of a beer in some of these chazals. That's the first aura. The second aura is, so the Gemara says that Rav Yosef, brother of Yeshua, he was sick, and he had some out-of-body experience. When he came, his father asked him, he says, tell me, what did you see? Olam hafek ro'isi, olam borer ro'isa. Additionally, he said, "V'shamati shahayu oimim." I heard them saying, "Haruge malchus ein kol beria yuchayla lamay bimchitzasan." That haruge malchus is no beria that's able to even be bimchitzasan. Mar said, "Who are haruge malchus? Is it Rabbi Kiva v'chaver? If it can't be, Elo, who it is haruge lord." It's referring to the haruge lord. So we mentioned when we learned the daf that Rashi quotes Gemara Masechtas Tainis daf Yudches on the days that tells the story. The Gemara there is as follows. The Gemara says, "Kishabikesh Turyonis lahariges Lulyonis upapas achiv belutkia." So Turyonis, who's a very, very bad Roman officer, he wanted to kill Lulyonis and his brother Papas. We're in Lutkia. Amar lahem, he told him, "If you're from the nation of Hanani Mishol Vazaria, yovei elokeichu v'yatzel eschem yodi. Let your God come and save him." Kederach shitzol as Hanani Mishol Vazaria. Yad nevuchanetzer. Amar lahem, so they told him as follows: Hanani Mishol Vazaria tzadikim gemurim hayim. Uruyim hoyu leyosis lemnes. Unavuchanetzar melech hagun hoyu. Verauy leyosis nes al yodai. Veoisai rosha hedyetu. Veenai roi leyosis nes al yodai. Veonu neschayavnu kloyo lamokoyim. And if you don't kill us, someone else is going to kill us. And the only reason Hashem wants you to kill us is because Hashem knows we deserve to die, but He wants to take revenge from you. And now He's going to have a good excuse to come after you. Either way, this person was an achzer ben benoy shal achzer. Hargon miyad. He killed them immediately, and Leizazu Misham Achabo, the Yufle Meiroimi Upatuas Moichi Begizr, and this person got Manschar Betzida on the spot, he was killed. Says Rashi, in Tainus Yudchas Amadeus, what was the rest of this story? Kishabikesh Tuyanus Larigas Lulyanus Upapas Achabalutkir, what was going on? So Rashi says that what happened was the daughter of this Tuyanus had been killed, and people, blood libel 101, were chayshit that the Jews did it. And they were trying to find a smoking gun. They were trying to find a Jew that they can convict, or a Jew that would come and confess the sins. And nobody was coming forward because no one had done it. And finally, this Turyana said that unless somebody comes and he's minded to what happened, I'm going to kill all the Jews. And this is going to be Exer Lahashma Laharigul Abi. And these two brothers, Pappas and Lulaimus, they said, you know what? We're going to go and we're going to say that we did this Aveira. Hagam, they really didn't do the Aveira. Poshet to save Klai Yisrael. This is Pappas and Lulaimus. So coming back to our Gemara, that Rabbi Yosef Rei, the Rabbi Shua said, Shamati Shayu Oimrim, Haruge Malchus in Koberia L'chayla Lamayit. Who are they? The Haruge Lud. Zok Rashi, you know who the Haruge Lud are? It's the Haruge Ludkiya. Lutkiya. It's Naruge Lutkiya that I mentioned the Tainus Yudches on the base. It's referring to these two brothers that gave up their lives for Atzolas Klal Yisrael, and that's the Ashrei, or that's this Indian of Haruge Malchus Ein Kol Beria Yecholu Lamay B'Mchitzasan. It's the greatness of these two brothers. Everyone knows the Gemara in the conversation for the most famous Gemara in Shas. Brachas Daf Samech Aleph on the base. Mar says Tanu Rabbanan. Pam Achas Gozer Malchus Harosho Shaliyaski Yisrael B'Teira. Once upon a time, the Romans made a decree that Yidden are not allowed to learn Teira. But Pappas Ben Yehuda Matzav Rabbi Akiva Shayim Makal Kilos Berabim Oisik B'Teira. Pappas Ben Yehuda came. He saw Rabbi Akiva was being Makal Kilos Berabim, and he was being Oisik B'Teira. Amalei, he told him, Akiva, Iyatam Misyarem Etnei Malchus. You're not afraid of the Malchus. Amalei, Em Shalachal Mashal Ma Davidaim. Let me explain to you what a Mashal. We all know the Mashal. There was a fox that was going by the Nar, and he saw that there were a whole bunch of fishing that's trying to catch the fish. And the fish were trying to swim away. So the fox goes to the fish. He says, I understand. You know, you realize how in danger you are being at sea? Why don't you come out of the sea? Come with me. I'll protect you. And like this, no one's going to know how to find you. So the fish told back the shul, tell me, ata husha imr malecha pikeach shebechayis? Loi pikeach ata elo? Tipishata. In a place like this, where really this is the only place we can live, we're in danger. Said Rabbi Akiva to Pappas Ben Yehuda, we're the same way. Now that we're sitting and learning Torah, where it says, we're in a matzav of sakana. If we're going to stop learning Torah, alachas kama v'kama. So the Gemara says there was a postscript to this exchange between Rabbi Akiva and Pappas Ben Yehuda. Amru lehoyu yomim muatim achet tofsu the Rabbi Akiva v'chavshu bebeis ha'asurim. It was a short time afterwards where Rabbi Akiva was chapped and he was born to a beis ha'asurim. V'tofsu lePappas Ben Yehuda v'chavshu etzlai. And Pappas Ben Yehuda was also taken into a beis ha'asurim. And Rabbi Akiva and Pappas Ben Yehuda were literally sharing cells, both on death row. Amalois, Rabbi Akiva tells the Pappas, Pappas mi evi echolaka. Why are you here? Amalei C told him. Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenitfasta al divrei Torah. Oyloi lepapus shenitfas al dvarim b'teilim. Says, we're both in the same place, and we're both about to be executed by the Romans. But Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenitfasta al divrei Torah. Oyloi lepapus shenitfas al dvarim b'teilim. And the Gemara tells the story when they brought Rabbi Akiva, he was saying Kriyashma, it was man Kriyashma, v'yotzen ishmasoi be'echa. Says the Vilna Goyen, ki yodua. Says, who is this Pappas Ben Yehuda that's sharing a cell with Rabbi Akiva on death row, that was nitvas bedvarim betalim? So the Vilna Goyen said, it's Pappas and Lulaimus fame, of Tainus Daf Yud Ches on the base, and Bava Basra Daf Yud on the base fame, who's Haruge Malchus, that no person is able to be b'mchitzosan and oilam haba. That's who this Pappas was. It's Pappas Ben, it's Yana Pappas, and he now finds himself on death row, like Chazal say, he was killed by this Turyanis, together with Rabbi Akiva. And standing there, Pappas turns to Rabbi Akiva and he says, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, shenitfasta al divrei Torah. Oyloi lepapas shenitfas al dvarim b'teilim. At the end of the day, we're both going to be killed. Aba lemaisa lemaisa, you and itfasta al divrei Torah. Oyloi lepapas shenitfas al dvarim b'teilim. Now the Goyin himself, right, the way the Velt says this over is that you see, what do you mean, Dvarim B'Teilim? He saved the whole world. How could you say it's Dvarim B'Teilim? The Teretz is, but it's a Talmud Torah Kumtisnish, right? This is what the Velt says. The Heretz, of course, is Emes, but at the same time, if you look at the Goyin didn't learn that way. The Goyin himself mutches very much. So what did he mean? Oyloi lepapas shenitfasti al Dvarim B'Teilim. He wasn't nitfas al Dvarim B'Teilim. He was nitfas because of this wondrous thing that he did. I ain't sure about the Goyin, but the bottom line is the Goyin says you want to know the rest of the story. You want to know who Pappas Ben Yehuda is in Masechtas Brachos Daf Samech Aleph on the base. He's this Pappas of Pappas and Lulaimus fame, meaning he's an Adam Chashav Adam Ohid. When you learn the Gemara, you don't think so, but he really is. Now the truth is, ain't kind of makam laharech, and this is a heavily censored discussion, but the truth is that there's another side to the story of exactly who Pappas Ben Yehuda was. I forgot the Gittin Gemara with me, but there's a Gemara in the very, very end of Masechtas Gittin, where the Gemara says, Shloisha Midois, there's three different Mahalchin that husbands can have towards their wives as it relates to how makbid and how medaktik they're going to be when it comes to their level of tznius. There's some people that are medaktik b'yoyser. They mamish, they lock the doors, they don't let their wives leave the house. Then there are people that are more in between. Minikol Adam. And then there are people that faker. They're mamish, they're mafker their wives. And the Gemara gives mishalim for all three of these categories. What's an example of someone that's very, very, very medaktik? He's mamish, he doesn't let his wife do anything. Gagoyim Pappas Ben Yehuda. Rashi, in the end of Masechtas Gittin, on those words, Gagoyim Pappas Ben Yehuda. So Rashi says, who's Pappas Ben Yehuda? Pappas Ben Yehuda is the husband of Miriam Megadla Seir Nashya. The husband of the Miriam that used to braid the hair of women. Okay, what's the story? The story is the Gemara Masechtas Shabbos, this Gemara I did bring with me, and that's Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about a person whose name was Ben Satata. And Rabbeinu Tam says that, who was this Ben Satata? It's not who you think he was. If you learn this Tosfos, it's very obvious we're missing a lot of words. The truth is we are. In the Duke Seifrim, it says that this Tosfos was a very, very, very heavily censored Tosfos. And really what emerged from the pre-censor is that Ben Satata is the son of Miriam Megadla Seir Nashia, which would mean that Ben Satata is the son of Pappas Ben Yehuda. Then the question is, who's Ben Satata? In that censor, it says that Ben Satata is Yeshe HaNoitzri, which means that Pappas Ben Yehuda is Yeshe HaNoitzri's father. That's a whole different Indian. But the bottom line is, clearly a different gang. But regardless, that's this Indian of Pappas Ben Yehuda. Either way, the last Ta'ara, I was going to go a little bit weiter, but can't go after that. The last Ta'ara is, the segue just wouldn't work, trust me. So the next you have to take my word for it. The next Ta'ara is just going back to the very, very beginning of the daf, where the Gemara said that Turnus Rufus HaRasha once met Rabbi Akiva. He told Rabbi Akiva, I understand. How is it that Jews give charity? Don't you realize when you give stock, you're doing mamish the ergste zach in the world? It's like the worst thing that you could possibly do is give stock. He says, why? He says, to the contrary, I'm helping out Hashem's kindler. He says, no, it's terrible. And he said, emshel l'chol mashal l'ma davadayim. I'll explain it to you in a mashal. There was a king that was very, very upset at one of his avadim, and he threw him into Besa Asurim. And he said, any person that gives him to eat and any person that gives him to drink is going to be in very, very big trouble. And one person went and he gave him to eat, he gave him to drink. He said, what do you think the king did to him? He was so angry at him. He was Kayasala. So he said, Kayasala Avodim. Pasuk says, you should know this. Keep leaving Yisrael Avodim. So if you're Avodim, that means if Hashem is punishing another Yid, it's the equivalent of taking his Eved, putting him into a Beis Asurim, saying nobody take care of him, but you going ahead and take care of him, Hashem is going to be angry at you. Rabbi Akiva said to Nesrufus, you have it all wrong. He said, I'm going to tell you another mashal. There was a king who had a son, and his son did something wrong. And the king, he didn't really want to punish his son, but he had to punish his son. Because he just had to, just for Shloim Malchus, in order for things to go the way they need to go, he didn't have much of a choice. So begrudgingly, he took his son and he threw him into Beis Asurim. And he said, no one give him tea, no one give him to drink. But it was a wink, wink. He really knew what he wanted. And he was so worried. He wanted to make sure his son was going to be taken care of. And then a person came and he took care of his son. He says, what do you think the king's reaction is going to be? Think he's going to be angry at him? If I can't, he's going to be so happy with him. He's going to give him mamish, every, all the dayan, all the gifts he could possibly give him. So he said, Klai Yisrael anan avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael abonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. And when a Yid gives staka, what he's doing is he's helping one of Hashem's children. And when you help one of Hashem's children, you're going to get the biggest bracha that you can possibly get. Sintunus Rufus heard Rabbi Akiva said, but he came back like a lamed. So one sec, Rabbi Akiva. We have a stira between these two psukim, right? One pasuk says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. The other pasuk says, Banim atam l'Hashem alekeich. How do we reconcile it? See, he said, muzay, that sometimes they're not banim, and sometimes they're avodim. What does it depend on? Probably depends on the way they behave. So if they're behaving like banim, they're banim. If they're behaving like avodim, they're going to be considered avodim. Right? Who was Turnus Rufus Mechavim to? Rav Yehuda. Bismanche, noyagin, minig banim, they're banim. Minig avodim, they're avodim. So he says, no, right now, right this second, Rabbi Akiva. Look at the world around you. It's falling apart. There's no way you're being Knoyeg Minig Banim now. Obviously, you're being Knoyeg Minig Avadim now. That means today, my muscle is the better tzusha. You can't do charity because all the tzedakah that you did is going to actually be making it worse. And Rabbi Akiva gave him a teretz. And we spoke at the Marshal when we learned the Gemara. What was Rabbi Akiva's teretz? What was the oimik Rabbi Akiva's teretz? What did he mean to tell him? He told him, he says to him, Nesrufas, you mechabit Rabbi Yehuda. I don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I hold like Rabbi Meir. I hold ben kach u ben kach kriyim badim. I, kili b'nei Yisrael abadim. We'll have that conversation another day. But we hold that Yidden are always called banim. And if Yidden are always called banim, that means there's always an Indian to go ahead and to do chesed with a Yid. Because there's no cheshmet that now maybe the Yid is like the Evan in your muscle to the surface of Rasha. Because the way it is ben kach u ben kach kriyim banim. So you say, Meris, a dover nifla comes out of this Gemara. That really, the gerecht that we have to give tzedakah, and the schus that we have from giving tzedakah, comes from what? It comes from the fact that ben kach u ben kach kriyim banim. Just explain it a little bit better. If it wasn't ben kach u ben kach kriyim banim, if sometimes we're banim, sometimes we're avadim, then before you give tzedakah, you would have to sit down, and you would have to figure out, who is this person? Is he a ben? Is he an evan? Which one of the two mishalim does he fall into? So it's for that reason we have a right to be indiscriminate when it comes to giving tzedakah. Because if you give tzedakah to a yid, it doesn't matter who the yid is. It doesn't matter how far he fell. He's always going to be Rabbi Akiva's mashal. He's not going to be Tunas Rufus Rosh's mashal. The Chidah in his Pnei David in Parashas Re'eh teaches the pasuk. Nosoin titein loy. V'lo yeira levavcha. Says the Chidon. Not so in Titan like Chazal say, you should give v'yachsev yitain. Right? Give and give and give and give nochamo. It's the lotion of ribuy nesinois. So said the Chidon, derech drosh, yesh loimar. Not so in Titan, not give 100 times, but not so in Titan, give to everybody. It doesn't matter who comes to you for tzedakah. Not so in Titan like. V'lo yeira levavcha. But don't feel bad. What does levavcha mean? When we say in Kriya Shema, the Eitzahar is going to come to you, he's going to tell you, don't give tzedakah. Why not give tzedakah? Because, what do you mean? You want the money for yourself. But the Eitzahar is also going to come tell you not to give tzedakah. What's he going to say? He's going to tell you to Netzrufus Larosh's Indian. This person you're giving tzedakah to? What do you mean you can't give tzedakah to this person? This person, you want to give it to a chashav yid, give to a chashav yid. But how do you know this person's a chashav yid? It could be the tzedakah that you're going to give is like Yena Moshel, it's going to end up being worse. Don't make that cheshbon. Don't let the Yetzirah, and also don't let the Yetzirah come with a from a cheshbon. Because ben kachu ben kach kriyim banim, we pass like Rav Meir, and because we pass like Rav Meir, it doesn't matter who, what, when, where. Every time he gives tzedakah, he's helping the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're helping the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're always going to be gevench. Just to end with this. This is a dover nifla mamish. Talk about in base medrash beloy chiddush in this inyan, which we've spoken about a few times. And that is, everybody knows that on Purim, there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. Ad kidei kach, there's a mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yoinim, and ad kidei kach, the Yishalmi says, ein medaktikim b'mois Purim, elo kol apoyshid yad noisen loy. You can appreciate this chazal much better in light of the Gemara's we're learning now. Right? Yesterday's daf, we had the whole machloikis. If someone says parneseni, someone says kisuni. Right? You have to be very medaktik when it comes to giving tzedakah. But there's one day a year where ein medaktik in b'mois. And that is on Purim. On Purim, it's kol ha-poishni yad noisen loy. It doesn't matter who comes. Whoever comes for tzedakah, noisen loy you're supposed to give. So the Heilig Chassam Sofer said in the Joshua. He said, what's the oimik? Why is this the one day of the year where kol ha-poishni yad noisen loy? That we're not medaktik. It doesn't matter who comes, you're going to go ahead and you're going to give this person tzedakah. See, he says, the reason is, because we know the Purim story was a miracle. We've had many miracles, but there was something very, very unique about the miracle of Purim. What was unique about the miracle of Purim is it happened in the Choshech. It happened in a matzav of Hastara. It was a Hastara Shebetoich Hastara. This is one of the places where the Chassam Sofer says is Dover Nifla, what we spoke about last Purim. And that is that Chazal say that why did the whole Purim Gzeira happen? Either She'eshtachvel Tzelem, or it happened if Nesh Nenem Yisuda Sachashverish. Shtachvel Tzelem, we understand. That was Avodah Zarah. What's the tifkai of the fact that they were Nenem Yisuda Sachashverish? He says, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, what was the chet? What was the Sud of Achashverish? It was a Suda where Achashverish was celebrating the fact that the Beis HaMikdash would not be rebuilt, right? That's why he took out all the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and he took out the big Daikuna. Suda Achashverish was a celebration of the end of the Jewish people. And it was Dafka then where it was v'napachu la'yehudim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Yidden, you can celebrate at a party, not just a party of bad things, a party that is literally celebrating the end of the Jewish people. And afal pikein, I'm going to show you that I love you. And I'm going to pull you out. And I'm going to bring to you a miracle that you're going to celebrate for generations. V'advarim yudum v'atikin v'ein kan hatzorich laharich. Sedech sam soifel, Purim was the yontif that showed the Yid that it doesn't matter how low he falls, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves him. He loves him like a father loves a son. It's the yontif that brings out more than any this inyan of ben kach u'ben kach kriyim banim. There could be merudim goyim b'toich be'secha of afal pik, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my Ahava never left you for one second. V'anoichi aster haster panim b'yemahu, like the goyim says at the beginning of Esther, that even in the hester panim, Hashem says, I was never masich das from you. For what oid yodim etuya aleinu, even in the matzav of the biggest hastara, Tunis Rufus comes, he says, oh, when the Yidden are in the dumps, then nothing. Hashem doesn't know. Purim story teichiach. That in Purim, we were in the dumps, we're in the lowest. You can't fall lower than being Nenem Mesudas Achashverish in the world of the Chassam Soifer. That's the low point. But Afal Pikein, oh, Yodan Netuya Aleinu. So what do we do on Purim? On Purim, any person that comes to you, it doesn't matter who he is, and he says, Gemach Abyssal Tzedakah, you give him the Tzedakah. You know why? To bring out this Inyan of Benkach Ubenkach. Ubenkach, it doesn't matter who he is. What is Cheshbon is, you can never be an Eved, you can never not be a Ben. You always fall into Rabbi Akiva's Mashal. That's why the Avoida of Purim is an Avoida of Kol HaPoishid Yad. Nice.